Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the latest storm, and the snow has ended across interior New York and New England. Still plenty of clouds around, though. So that's how we'll start the day, with temperatures in the teens and lower 20s. Clouds will eventually break up as that high pressure draws closer, and we'll have increasing sunshine throughout the day, and it will be pleasant, with temperatures reaching into the upper 20s and lower 30s. With a deep snowpack and a clear sky tonight, temperatures will drop quickly, down towards zero in many cases by early tomorrow morning, with some locations going well below zero. Tomorrow we'll have another dry day with that same high pressure center in control. Sunshine to start, although clouds will start to move in from the west. Highs on Wednesday will be back into the middle 20s. Another Alberta Clipper will approach for the day on Thursday with a round of light snow. Not the strongest storm, and it will be moisture-starved, but a few inches of snow possible, and highs will be back into the lower and middle 20s. The weather behind that system will take headlines heading into the weekend with bitter cold air heading in our direction. It'll be windy and frigid on Friday with highs only in the single digits to lower teens and wind chills well below zero. Another reinforcing shot of cold air on Saturday with snow showers around in the lower teens, and then very windy and extremely cold on Sunday with highs close to zero in many cases and wind chills going down to 40 below. It'll be cold into the early part of next week for President's Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories are out for a large part of the upper Midwest and northern plains. Snow and ice will continue to develop ahead of a surface low and cold front today. A wide swath of light to moderate snowfall accumulations is expected across Minnesota and the Great Lakes, while a narrow zone of sleet and freezing rain will be possible just to the south of the snow. Behind the front, conditions will turn bitter and blustery as a strong surface high pressure center nosing down from Canada brings gusty winds and plunging temperatures into the north-central United States. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport, St. Martin, in the Netherlands Antilles at 4 p.m. Eastern Time back on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Dalaman, Turkey, at 3:35 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 14 degrees, with a west wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 21 degrees, the dew point 15, 78% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Borrejo, California, to a low of 26 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the mid-30s, Boston increasing sun near 30, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 24 degrees, the low 13, the average temperature 19, that's 6 degrees below average. 46 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, amounting to 6.1 inches of snow. For the month, 22.9 inches of snow, which is 18.6 inches above average. And 62.9 inches of snow now for the season, which is 24.5 inches above average. There were 46 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 457, that's 87 above average. And 4,128 for the season, which is 93 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 53, set in 1955, and the record low, 21 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning at 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:20 p.m. 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs reaching the middle to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Increasing sunshine today with highs reaching the upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs right around 30. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 0. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs around 30 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 0. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds in the mid-20s. Light snow across the region on Thursday, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clouds giving way to breaks of sunshine Friday, turning windy and much colder, with highs in the lower teens and wind chills staying below 0. Mostly cloudy with snow showers Saturday in the lower teens. Windy and bitter cold with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, 0 to 10 above. And on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds remaining breezy and frigid with highs, again, near 10 above 0. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.